Welcome to the Teaching Journeys podcast, hosted by Dave Roberts. Humanity possesses a unique skill, the ability to pass knowledge from one generation to the next. This podcast embraces that ability, offering learning opportunities through conversations with extraordinary guests. Dave aims to leave a positive mark on individuals around the world. So before you dive into today's episode, please share this podcast with your network, including friends, family, and colleagues. And please consider leaving a rating or review. Your support makes all the difference.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Teaching Journeys podcast. I'm your host, Dave Roberts. And today it is my pleasure to have as my guest, Nina Maglich. Nina is the visionary founder of the Healing Millions Global Movement, an international movement devoted to bringing peace and healing to humanity across four continents. Her mission is simple yet profound: to make healing affordable, accessible, and available to everyone on earth. Before stepping fully into her calling as a healer and mentor, Nina spent more than 18 years running marketing campaigns for Fortune 500 companies and helping small businesses across the USA and Europe grow with clarity, strategy, and heart. Today, she blends that business expertise with deep spiritual wisdom, energy work, and mindset mastery to help healers build profitable, predictable, and soul-aligned businesses without burnout or sacrificing family time. Through her Healing Millions membership, Healing Millions Mastermind, and best-selling book, Healing Millions, Nina guides a global community of lightworkers to heal themselves, share their gifts, and create ripples of transformation that extend far beyond their collectives, touching families, communities, and the collective. Nina, welcome to the Teaching Journeys podcast. I'm very excited to have you on the program today.
Thank you, Dave, for having me here. Thank you so much for the beautiful introduction. And everybody who's listening or watching, thank you so much for being here.
And we met, it was through pure serendipity, the stars aligning, divine intervention from the universe. I believe I reached out to you. I think it was a very intuitive message that I sent to you, or I had a nudge to send to reach out to you and explain who I was. And I didn't want to send you a friend request on Facebook before I sent you a message because I didn't want you to think I was some stalker or anything. So I told you who I was. We connected. I've been a guest on your wonderful podcast a couple of times. And here we are today, you're guesting on mine, and hopefully this will be the start of many more.
Yes, thank you so much. You know, when you sent me that message, that was such a beautiful message. I received your message after I published the podcast episode with Jennifer Roger, and you wrote me such a beautiful message. It deeply touched my heart. And, you know, we do our best to serve the world and help people heal, but we never truly understand the impact our work has on people around us. And when you sent me this beautiful message, it really touched me deeply. Thank you so much for that.
Well, you're welcome. And I'm glad because your work touched me. And I always like to reach out to individuals who are like-minded, who are about service, and who are trying to make the world a better place through their presence and through their message. And you do that very well, Nina.
Thank you.
So my first question is, tell our audience about the experiences that have shaped your life path and your life passion. So give us as much as you're comfortable giving us about your backstory.
Actually, everything influences who I am today. But I will start talking about the most major points in my life. First of all, I grew up in Bosnian War, and that's the first thing that shaped me. At that moment, we didn't have really a lot, no electricity, no running water, no food, no money, nothing. Every time when we tried to get some water, some food, we had to stand in a line, and there were so many bombs, grenades, snipers trying to kill us. We didn't really believe that we are going to survive. And that moment really shaped who I am today. In that moment, I was thinking to myself, like, God, why did you punish me so much? Like, out of 195 countries, why did I have to be born in Bosnia? But now I understand the deeper meaning of that, because that moment really defined everything in my life. Because as a little child, I was 6 years old when the war started, I really didn't understand what is happening, why they are trying to kill us, and why is this world so mean? And why do we need to be so mean to each other? I promised myself if I survive, I will do no matter what to bring peace and healing to the world. Because there will be no peace in the world until we heal the wounded parts of us. And that moment in my life when I was trying just to survive shaped everything. And now 34 years after that, I'm leading this global movement to bring peace and healing to the world. Without that, I would not live my soul purpose fully. I would not really understand what it means to suffer, to have pain, being stuck in the situation that you really cannot escape. And all of that helped me really create this beautiful global movement to heal millions. And of course, after the war, we tried to move on with our life. This is what people told us, move on. I did. And I was working in marketing, doing marketing campaigns for Fortune 500 companies. It was a lot of fun. I really loved it. But the universe had completely different plans for me. I became sick. I had enormous cramps in my belly. Nobody knew what is happening. I was trying to find a cure for my pain. I did all blood scans, blood tests. Nothing showed why I have a pain. And one day at the hospital, they told me it's going to take us years to find the root cause of your pain. And I said, I don't want to live like this one more day. And in that moment, I left the hospital completely defeated. I was in such a bad state. And I said, just because you don't know about the solution, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I will figure out. And I scheduled a call with an energy healer. And in two sessions, I became pain-free. And that changed my whole life. I started learning about energy healing just to get my health back. Because before that, I was in bed, couldn't work, couldn't walk, couldn't basically do anything. I didn't really have a life. And after I started doing energy healing, pain disappeared. I felt much better. I had more energy. I was smiling again. I was living again. And that was huge change that people noticed. And they started reaching out to me to help them. And they started referring me to their friends and family members. And without even realizing, I was booked weeks in advance. So I realized this is not a hobby anymore. This is a real business. And while I was trying to build my healing business, I helped other healers build their businesses too. Because there's more than enough for everybody. There are 8 billion people on this planet. Even healers need healing. And I was just helping people. And after a certain period of time, I realized I need to start charging for this because 3 years I was helping people for free, completely free of charge to set up their businesses. They got amazing results. And then I reached out to them and said, hey, if you happen to know somebody who would be interested, can you please refer them to me? And they started doing it because previously they got results and now they started referring me their friends. And all of a sudden, everything really exploded overnight because, serving so much, helping others, really not thinking about having business again, but again, having business that really changes people's lives.
Yeah, I remember I had a student in my death, dying, and bereavement class. I think we might have talked about this prior to recording. In my initial incarnation of the death, dying, and bereavement course, I had them write their own obituary, but their obituary was actually, tell me what kind of life that you want to lead. Put your wildest dreams, your goals, what you want to accomplish, what type of a legacy you want to leave. I kind of figured all of my students were kind of wanting to live like everybody, to a ripe old age and die in their sleep. But this one student, she was from Bosnia, and she had herself dying at a relatively young age. And she said it was because I grew up in war. I grew up in the Bosnian-Serbian war, and I never knew when my last day was going to, the day I woke up was going to be my last day. And so she lived every day as if it was going to be her last day. And she used that knowledge to not take her life for granted, to try to leave her mark day by day, regardless of what that mark was. She just wanted to do something to leave a positive mark on humanity. And she realized growing up in wartime circumstances that time is precious.
Exactly. Time is really, really precious. You know, I lost many friends during the war, and I saw a lot of that. And like when people died on the streets, you see that as a child, of course, it really touched you. And you're never the same person because you know that everything can change in the next second. And you really become grateful for every moment you have, and you start living your life more cautiously and start living like it was, like if this was my last day. And this is how people still live on Balkans, like let's celebrate everything today because I don't know if I'm going to survive tomorrow.
Yeah, and it makes sense. You live life with a sense of urgency every day. Growing up in the Bosnian War, how does that inform the services that you do with individuals who request them?
First of all, I would say I used to think my life story is the worst one. That's the first thing. Like I thought this is the worst life ever. And then I started working as a healer, and my clients taught me the most important lesson. You can live in the most peaceful country and have even more horrific life than I had, and have really horrible life. And all of a sudden you realize you are not alone in this. There are so many people around the world suffering. And what I learned that helped me heal, you cannot really keep it to yourself. You have this deep desire to help people heal and change the world, because I know when I was so desperate, searching for solutions, trying to find release to my pain, I would do anything to get my health back. And I want to share this knowledge with people because it really profoundly changed my life. And it has changed the life of my clients. And every single day, I really cannot believe that I was born in that country with no hope, really no hope for tomorrow. And that I can do this work today and lead the global movement to bring healing and peace to the world. It really shaped every single second of my life because there is a deep desire to help humanity heal, because I don't want any child to suffer like I did. I don't want any woman or man out there to have that pain like I had it. And that's really huge. And that's why I also have this initiative, The Spark of Joy for Kids, where we offer free resources for kids all around the world to help them heal, help them find the spark of joy, and give them hopes and dreams back. And tools I'm sharing with them today are the tools that really change life and it really empowers them to create their life intentionally and understand that no matter their life circumstances, no matter where they grew up, what was their upbringing, what was their story, they can change their life and get their life back.
And it's good that you are taking care of the children across the continents that you serve, because they didn't have a choice in terms of where they grew up, how they grew up. And in fact, if you look at it from a sacred perspective, we could say that our souls contracted for the experiences that we had in this life, for the greater evolution of our soul, and to find our greater purpose. I could tell the emotion that was behind how much you value children, their future. And also in terms of you grew up in those circumstances, you don't want anybody else, any other child to grow up in the circumstances you did. And that's heart-centered leadership. That's leading with the servant's heart. And, with the utmost empathy. I could tell that you have empathy. I mean, it's not something that's manufactured. You can't manufacture empathy. But it's something that is sincere, and it's something that just grows naturally, and that compassion that grows naturally just from having a gentle and loving heart. And it's all, but we do now is all about spreading love in the world and joy, nothing else.
Exactly.
So thank you for doing what you're doing, and I'm glad you were spared in Bosnia. And I feel for everybody who's lost children to wars, lost family to war. I wish we could live in a world where there was no war.
Yes. And that's why I'm doing the work I'm doing, because there will be no peace in the world until we heal what's inside of us, because hurt people hurt, heal people heal. And we need more people who are healed, and we need more access to healing for every single person in the world. And that's why I'm doing this movement, to really make it accessible for people. I also offer different healing modalities. I'm doing these movements with 10 other healers, because what helped me heal might not help you heal, but there are other 9 modalities that you can try and test and see if it works for you. And that's why I'm so deeply passionate about this work.
In energy healing, I know the benefits of energy healing. I work with a shamanic holistic practitioner who does a lot of body energy work. And I know, you know, what the impact of that is. And there's other holistic practices. We could run down the list. I mean, you can Google holistic spiritual practices and get a menu of options. So it's whatever works for that individual. There's no one path to spiritual awareness or healing mind, body, and spirit. It's what's going to work for that individual. So, and I believe, just from my experiences over the past 15 years with my own tragedies, I've embraced spiritual practices. I understand the value of spiritual and holistic practices in terms of helping individuals transcend challenge and create greater awareness about themselves and their relationship to the world. And I think together science and spirit can work very well to help individuals achieve their goals and find peace.
Exactly. And we are all different, and one solution didn't work for you, it doesn't mean there is no solutions for you available. You know, you just need to find your solution and what works for you.
Absolutely. And I think the work you're doing, as I've mentioned, and I'll mention it again, I think is impactful, meaningful, and don't stop doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Avana. Thank you so much.
Now, we're going to talk about, you have so many different categories with the healing, your Healing Millions Collective. So first of all, let's talk about your Healing Millions Facebook page. Tell our audience about your page and the resources that you provide your followers.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, my Healing Millions page is giving you a lot of resources for healing, for starting your business, depending where you are on your journey. And we also have a gift that we give to people, Get Your Life Back, is free course, to really help you overcome your own limiting beliefs that better life and healing is possible for you. I challenge every single belief, because I had them too. I had to challenge myself and really ask every single question, is this really true? Because I had many excuses why I cannot heal. I had excuses like, I'm born like this, this is my life, I'm too old, too late, this is for me. My parents live like this, I'm going to live like this. I had a whole list of excuses why I cannot change my life, why I cannot make my life better. So I'm really going through every single limiting belief and showing you the proof that the other way is possible. And it's backed by science. That's one thing you can find. Also, my podcast interviews there. The reason why I have this podcast is really to give people hopes and dreams back. Because very often people say to me, like, okay, that worked for you, but will this work for me? Can I really change? And I always want to say, if it worked for me and if it worked for other people, if other people can change their life. And I interview amazing people on my podcast, including you, Dave. You were one of my guests. If we all can heal unimaginable pain and turn it into something bigger and really turn it into a gift to serve the world. And there are 8 billion people on this planet. Thousands of people are changing their lives every single day. I want to give you hope that you can change your life. And that's the whole purpose behind the podcast, everything what I'm doing, just to give you hope and dreams back. And you will find the way that works for you to help you create a better life. And just start questioning every single limiting belief you have and start really challenging excuses you make not to do things.
Thank you, Nina. And, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about a passage in probably my favorite book on the afterlife, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, where you know, one of Billy's teachings is that society teaches limitation, not potential. And a lot of times we're limited by the self-talk that has been generated by our experiences, you know, with our families, with schools. Basically, we play those tapes in our head and we use those tapes as excuses or as obstacles to not achieve the best version of ourselves. And if we can challenge those very gradually and take a look at those limiting beliefs and see how we can take limiting beliefs to beliefs that will help us reach our true potential, we're going to have a world of light healers, and we're going to have a world of individuals who are going to, like yourself, lead with their heart, lead with their soul, and just be a genuine presence for individuals who are struggling.
Yes, exactly. You explained very well. Like, we have all these stories that are not even ours, and we truly believe every one of them, like, oh, it's 100% true. And I had it too. Like, you know, one of the biggest ones for me was, I'm stuck because I'm born in this country. I'm stuck because I speak this language. I'm stuck because I have this heritage. I'm stuck because my parents lived this life. I'm going to live this life as well. I'm stuck because, you know, it's already too late for me to change anything in my life. I'm stuck. I had, Dave, if I can be honest with you, I had a long, long list of all possible excuses.
Yeah. And maybe not so much excuses, but just basically obstacles or limitations that were presented because of the narrative that you grew up with. You grew up around war. You saw people getting killed every day. You heard about your friends and family getting killed every day. So that would probably really kind of define the narrative in a way that kind of, well, you know, what's the use of trying? You know, I've been born into these circumstances. I can't overcome them. But you challenged every one of them.
Yeah, I had to, because I wanted my help back.
Yeah.
I really, really desperately wanted my help back.
And you know, with the energy healing you did, obviously that has an immediate effect, but also that sounds like the work that you did on your own belief system and reclaiming your narrative about how you wanted your life to progress and what legacy you wanted to leave, I think was also key.
Yes, exactly. I had to do like a deep cleanup of my life. Like, I started really looking from the moment I was born and understanding what are the major events in my life and what emotions I had around these events, and really go deep and heal that. So it really took me, I just want to be honest with you, it doesn't happen overnight, it takes months. And once you think you're done, you know, something new comes up. It's like, oh, let me go back and see what was happening there. And I was really creating timeline of my life and going through every single event, major event in my life. And sometimes it doesn't have to be big, major event. It can be a very small event, unimportant event. You think this is really unimportant, but it really had a big impact on your life. So that's something I will recommend everybody to start with. Really create a timeline of your life and start looking at what was happening in your life. You will better understand yourself, and you will better understand why you behave the way you behave.
Yeah. You know, I think Kierkegaard said something to the effect that life is best lived moving forward, but best understood looking backwards, something to that effect. And I think we have to take a look at our past in order to understand our present and in order to determine the type of future we want to co-create in conjunction with the universe. And, you know, for individuals that see the past as being kind of a futile exercise and taking them away from the present, I say looking at the past and understanding it is going to enhance your present and is going to enrich your future.
Yes, I call that process liberation. Yep. Because I can go back to my past and not be attached to my past as I used to be. Like, a lot of times, you know, when I look at back at my past, I got so angry of everything. But nowadays, I can look back, don't have that emotion again, and I call it freedom. I call it really liberation and freedom from all the past.
Yeah. And you're all about empowerment. I know when you work with individuals or request your services, it's all about empowering them. And speaking of which, I know you're, let's say I wanted to retain your services as a coach, as a mentor. What can I expect from you? I know what I'm going to get is I'm going to get a lot of heart from you and a lot of compassion. But in addition, what else can I expect from you as a coach, as a mentor? And what are your expectations of me in that relationship?
So I really want to be honest with you. I want my clients to be 100% ready when we do healing. I don't want to push you to do healing. You need to be ready. You need to come to me because there's no point in me convincing you to do healing if you are not ready. Yeah. It's just a waste of time. It's going to be a struggle for you. It's going to be a struggle for me to work with you. I want you, when you come to me, you are ready to let go of that past and we can work together. I also expect people to show up for the sessions and do the work, and that we together can create the beautiful habits that are going to help them when we start working together, so they can have these habits of working in the cells, using tools to help them every single day. Because once we start working together, life will continue happening. You know, life has ups and downs. And if you don't have these habits, it's going to be really hard for you to continue with your life. Because let's be honest, when we start our healing journey, we become very emotional.
Yes.
And we have a lot of things happening in our life with our family, friends, co-workers. There's so many things happening in our life. So what they can expect from me is holding hands as they walk through this journey. They need to do it alone, but I'm here for them to walk this path with them, provide tools, and teach them how to do it. Because life will happen every single day. And, you know, you need to learn how to process your emotion, how to help yourself anytime you need it. And I don't want anybody to rely on me. Because as a healer, we can hold space for you. We can give you energy and tool, but it's up to you if you're going to accept our help and use it.
Yeah, you're right. You have to be motivated to change. You have to accept the fact that you need to change. And you also have to be open to embracing perspectives that may be different than your core belief system, but can still enhance your core belief system and, you know, improve your critical thinking skills and take a look at different perspectives that can help you reach your goals. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I could work with that. And I would be prepared to come to work. And the other part is that you mentioned looking at your past. And a lot of times, you know, I look at Alcoholics Anonymous, and step four is taking a fearless moral inventory of yourself and take a look at the people that you've wronged, the things that you've done wrong. That's difficult. That's not pretty work, because we have to take a look at not only our positive characteristics, but we have to take a look at those characteristics that individuals have encouraged us in society to keep hidden because they're not about happiness. But if we're going to do that deep, meaningful spiritual work, the best spiritual work we do is not always the prettiest work. It's where we get deep into ourselves. We take a look at, yeah, this is what we need to improve on, and see how those yang qualifications or yang characteristics or negative characteristics have hidden gifts that can help us continue to grow and reach our true purpose in life.
Yes, it requires that you have a courage to look at your pain, yep, and really darkest moments of your life, and be willing to go there, see what happened, heal that part. It really takes a lot of courage.
Well, I think with you walking the path with somebody and doing that with compassion and empathy, I could see where clients are going to be moved and they're going to be transformed by your presence. But again, like you said, it's 50-50. They got to put in the work as well, too, in order for that to happen.
Exactly. Thank you so much for the beautiful words. But yeah, we can only work together if both sides are involved and do the work.
You got it. Now, for those of you who are going to see the YouTube version of this podcast, Nina has her Healing Millions book in the background. And I would be kind of remiss or fail my obligation to you as a podcast host if I didn't ask you about the book. To tell us what inspired the book, how it aligns with all the other work that you do with the Healing Millions Collective, with the podcast, everything. So tell us about your book.
Thank you so much for asking. Healing Millions book is my thank you gift to all healers who helped me through my journey. Because when I started working on myself and started helping other healers, I noticed that the biggest obstacles for healers to share their gifts with the world is the business side and marketing side of the business, because nobody starts healing business because we want to do marketing and business. We start our business to help people heal. And all of a sudden, we find ourselves stuck in the business side of healing business. And through this book, I teach people step-by-step process how to build profitable, predictable, scalable healing business. I teach them how to create offers that really help people transform their life and help them get the best transformation, best experience, and best results. And I always say, like, you don't have to deliver everything yourself. Sometimes you can hire somebody to help you deliver work for client. It's not really about you. Sometimes we need to put our ego on the back seat, because it's not about us, it's about client, and start focusing everything on client to start to understand what does client really need to get the best results and experience, and creating offers around that. And also, I talk a lot about selling, because so many healers are so afraid to tell people what they do and how they can help them. But on the other side, if nobody knows about you, nobody can book you to help them.
That's right.
And that's why I say marketing is not evil. Selling is not evil. It's not bad. If you have a good offer that helps people solve the biggest problems they're praying and hoping to get solved, it's your job to share this with the world. Because if you're just keeping it for yourself, you're really stealing from them. Because somebody out there is looking for a person just like you with your skills and talents, hoping to get help.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, and I was somebody that's really committed to service, because a lot of times I struggle with how do I put a value on what I do? How do I market what I do without sacrificing my ego in the process or making it all about me? And that's always something that I've kind of struggled with. And I think probably a lot of individuals you've run into who are doing service work probably struggle with, how do I find the balance between publicizing the message about what I do and what skills I have to help individuals achieve their goals, and not in a process that come off like some egomaniac?
Yeah, it's really hard because you get a lot of advice out there. But I always say, like, if you have a good offer, and your job and your job in doing marketing is really telling people what you do and how you can help them. And if you have a good offer and people are looking for a solution, it's just a beautiful match in the universe. You just need to, the biggest problem I see healers have, or people who are doing service, is explaining people what they actually do.
Yeah.
Because very often we have done the work. We understand this jargon, terminology, but our clients who are just starting this journey, they have no clue what we're talking about. They are at the beginning of their journey. They don't know what shadow work is. What do you mean? You need to really explain it in a way that they can understand. The best way is to use their language and their words to explain it.
I mean, as a teacher, as a professor at two universities, I basically try to explain the content in a way it's going to be relatable to my students, that they understand it. Not in jargon that's going to say, boy, Dave, impressive knowledge, but I have no idea what he's talking about, nor can I relate or understand what it is he wants from me. So I think you're right. I think explaining services in a way that's accessible, that's going to let the potential client know, this is what I can offer you, this is what I can offer you, and then let them make a decision about, an informed decision about whether or not they want to retain your services. Okay. I got a couple more questions for you before we say so long for now. So my first question is, if there's one thing you want to leave our listeners with today, and you've left our listeners with a lot of really, really good tools and takeaways, what would the one ultimate wisdom you'd want to leave our listeners with today, Nina?
I would love to give them hopes and dreams back, which is the hardest thing to do for people. And I just want to say, if I was able to heal in the worst possible life circumstances, and thousands of people are healing every single day and choosing better life and creating better life, you can too. Take action and just do it. Sometimes it really is. The biggest problem is we stand ourselves in the way.
Yep.
Start from yourself and start really looking deep inside of you. See what are you telling yourself every single day that keeps you stuck?
Yeah. So challenge the inner talk.
Yes.
Have the courage of your convictions to move forward and empower yourself in the process.
Exactly.
I think those are words to live our lives by in all aspects of our life. So my last question, Nina, people want to contact you, find out about the Healing Millions Collective, purchase your book, contract for your services. What's the best way for them to do that?
The best way to connect with me is on my website, ninamaglik.com. You can find all the information there. Yeah, you can purchase my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's available in 190 countries. And to join Healing Millions Community, you can find us on School Healing Millions Community. And can I give your audience a gift?
You sure can.
Okay. I have a beautiful gift for you. Go to ninamaglik.com/gift and you'll have free course, Get Your Life Back, to really challenge your limiting beliefs to help you get your life back. Thank you, Dean.
You're welcome. I'll make sure all of that information, including your offer of the free gift, gets into the episode notes and program notes when our episode goes live on my podcast platforms. Nina, thank you so much for a wonderful conversation today. I look forward to having more conversations with you in the future, and I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful rest of the day and week.
Thank you, Dave, so much for having me on your podcast. Thank you so much for everybody who was listening or watching this. Thank you.
You're welcome. And with that, that's a wrap on another episode of the Teaching Journeys podcast. I'm your host, Dave Roberts, wishing you peace.